The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
November 21st.
The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head them off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, the first permanent ARPANET link was forged, connecting the campuses of UCLA and Stanford. In 1975, NASA began fabricating Space Shuttle Structural Test Article, STA-099. A full-size structural mock-up of a Space Shuttle orbiter, STA-099 was originally designed to help engineers test the thermal and vibrational resistance of the shuttle's space frame. But a few years later, thanks to NASA's ever-shrinking budget, it was decided that upgrading STA-099 into a real spaceworthy shuttle would be cheaper than tearing down and rebuilding the test shuttle Enterprise. STA-099 became Orbital Vehicle OV-099, also known as Space Shuttle Challenger. Born on this day in 1965, actor Alexander Siddig, better known as Star Trek Deep Space Nine's Dr. Bashir.
Where are the patients?
There are no patients. You are here to carry out scientific research for us. If you refuse, I will have to kill you. Do you understand?
And you need to understand that I'm a Starfleet officer, and I won't do any work for you that might potentially be used against the Federation, or any other race for that matter. Now, if that's what you want, you'll have to kill me.
Voskhod 1 cosmonaut Konstantin Fyokostov died today in 2009. Dragon Riders of Pern author Anne McCaffrey died on this day in 2011. On this day in 1964, the Daleks were back, but with a lot more fanfare.
They dare to tamper with the forces of creation?
Yes, they dare. And we have got to dare to stop them.
The Daleks have invaded the Earth. Don't miss Doctor Who, the new science fiction series.
The Daleks made their first return appearance on Doctor Who, this time invading Earth itself in the Dalek Invasion of Earth. In 1988, after months of delay due to the 1988 Writers Guild strike, the second season of Star Trek The Next Generation finally started. But to save time, the show got back into production with a script that was older than the series itself.
This is Dr. Catherine Pulaski. We'll handle the formal introductions later.
Counselor Deanna Troi is pregnant. She is going to have a baby.
Baby? This is a surprise?
More so for me.
This pregnancy is unlike anything I've ever encountered. Since she came to me a few hours ago, I have done two complete examinations of Counselor Troi. Now, this is the first examination. The fetus is about halfway through the first trimester, about 6 weeks old. Now, understand, we believe that conception took place 11 hours ago.
What?
The Child was originally written as an episode for the revival of Star Trek that was meant to launch a Paramount network in the late 1970s. Some rewrites got the decade-old script ready to roll aboard Captain Picard's Enterprise instead of Captain Kirk's. The original script was filmed by the fan series Star Trek Phase 2 in 2012. In 1991, after months of promising the moon on online services such as Genie, J. Michael Straczynski announced that his science fiction epic, Babylon 5, had gotten the green light to film a pilot episode for the upcoming Warner Brothers network P10, or Primetime Entertainment Network. The two-hour pilot would feature what Straczynski promised would be revolutionary computer-generated effects, something that had never been tried for series television before.
200 years from now, in a neutral territory, space station Babylon 5, people of different worlds come together. It is a port of call, a way station, a place of interplanetary commerce and intrigue. The cultures of the world meet here to debate their differences and resolve their conflicts.
What would you suggest?
An alliance between our governments. Yours is the oldest of the five federations, ours is the youngest. Technologically, you're centuries ahead of everyone else. We have unlimited manpower and the will to use it. Can you imagine? imagine what we could achieve together?
I can. Which is why it must never be allowed to happen.
It was a dream, 5 years in the making. Now, the Primetime Entertainment Network is pleased to announce Babylon 5, revolutionary in its concept, radical in its production techniques, unrivaled in its technology.
Visual effects like this don't have to cost millions of dollars anymore.
Babylon 5, primetime programming for the 90s and beyond.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by our team.